You have two ears and one mouth. Use them proportionally. Stop talking about yourself. God, stop talking about yourself. Stop talking about yourself. Stop talking about your life. Stop talking about your background, your family, your issues, your car, your goals, your dreams. Stop talking about you. It ain't about you. It's about them. It's about them. They're the ones you're exposing Jin to. It's about them. It ain't about your dreams or goals. In the meeting after the meeting, it's all about them. The basic overlapping parameters here are you're going to be asking questions about them. You're going to be listening. So a couple phrases. What do you think? I'll give you another phrase. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? I'll give you another question. Which part of this did you like the best? Which part of this did you like the best? Which part of this did you like the best? And I'll give you an addendum to that, which you can add too. Which part of this did you like the best? The membership benefits or the affiliate program? Which part of this did you like the best? Or add the addendum. Which part of this did you like the best? The membership benefits or the affiliate program? What excited you the most? What excited you the most? What excited you the most? You can add the addendums. What excited you the most? The membership benefits or the affiliate program? What excited you the most, the membership benefits or the affiliate program? You can also change affiliate program, you can use this, or the money-making opportunity. If you don't like the word affiliate program, if it feels better to you, you can also use the phrase money-making opportunity. And you can also replace it with the business opportunity, if that feels right to you. It's all about what feels good in the situation. It's a combination of you and the person you're dealing with, which will determine what phrase you use. And how do you know? You feel it. That's how you know. How do you feel it? By trial and error, you'll learn. Just do it. You do it. Tom and I, Dr. Tom, were up in the hotel suite. And we had a little dinner. And there's a series that's on the History Channel. I talked about it this afternoon because my monk, Sifu, Xian Ming, was on. They did a documentary on him, on his ability to do this one-inch punch. And it's a series there. I think it's called Superhumans. And I'm going to have Brandy start calling and get this because I'm going to put a compilation of the best ones for you. But I'll just give you a little tidbit. There was a guy from Japan on there who was a samurai, young guy who's practiced the art of samurai. He has a samurai sword. So he has a samurai sword in the sheath, okay? Samurai sword. A baseball pitcher, a professional baseball pitcher throwing 85 miles an hour, throws a baseball. And this guy, first time, he just came to America, one time, one pitch, takes that sword out, cuts the baseball right in half. No, it's impossible. It's impossible. Had it on a high-speed camera, it's impossible, right in half. It's impossible. And when he came out of the sheath, watch my eyes.